This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. A lovely day.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. What a big 11 o'clock hour. Bob Ramsey live from New York. Dr. Rick and Martin joins us now.
And Frank is just a little bit older than me, but you used a term that I can really appreciate earlier. You were talking about Ray Donovan and your dream, and you said slammer. And I said, do you think in Plowsy or Hoff's entire life, they've ever said the word slammer? I got Telly Savalas over here. So I did find a list of words that will immediately make you sound old to kids.
Oh, good.
If you say whippersnapper,
oh, yeah,
you're considered old. If you refer to it as a Xerox as opposed to making a copy.
Sody? I think
icebox.
Yes.
Instead of a fridge.
Supper instead of dinner. That's how my nana refers to it as.
Instead of flight attendant.
How about smoke the joint?
Yeah, Doug, how many joints do you smoke a day? Kind of how Doug asked.
Dungarees so. Instead of blue jeans.
Yeah.
If you use the word groovy.
Oh, for sure.
Or if you say, I've got a tape of that. Kids now are like, what's a tape?
What about, can you get my keys off the Davenport?
Yeah. Now, Frank's not quite grandpa age here. But
what's the Davenport?
It's a couch.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, look at him. He's fainting it. Now he's acting like
no, no, I don't. I did not know. A Davenport is a couch?
I think your grandma used to say it's on the Davenport, and you're like, what is that? That's the word for a couch.
And credenza, I think, is another term
like
for
a shelf.
Yeah,
or
like
a dresser kind
yeah.
of. Look at you. You must have had some older grandparents.
Oh, I hung out with my grandparents a lot. And
hung
so you
out mean, with my grandparents. You were like going out in the town.
You better put those joints down. You'll end up in the slammer.
They were amazing.
Great show lined up here. Looking forward to this. Let's do it, though. We've got a busy show. Let's start with 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Frank, you mentioned you'd never been to Cameron Indoor. If there's one venue, sports venue in the U.S. you would like to go to a game, what would it be?
Wow.
Is it Cameron?
Boy.
Our general dislike, not dislike, but disinterest in Duke sort of cuts into it, doesn't it? A little bit? Like, I'm not a big Duke fan.
Yeah. It's not that new. I've been in the gym, and North Carolina's gym, the Dean Dome, that's a dump.
Is it
really is. It's not It's not spectacular. It's old, and it doesn't have that intimate kind of feel to it.
I wonder how old it is, like 25 years? God, it might be pushing
it
30.
It feels really old, too,
you know,
when you walk in it.
When I was at Marquette, the Bradley Center was built while I was in school.
So now you feel old because it's being torn down?
They just imploded it the other day.
Really?
Yeah, they knocked the roof down.
I did a game there when Larry Hughes had 40. Remember him as a freshman?
Yes.
Well, he only had one year.
But that was kind of a dump, too, the Bradley Center.
Yeah, it was.
Generic,
yeah,
I would say.
Just
but it was
boring.
Built for free. A family built it for the city, so they're like, all right, we'll take it. Larry scored 40. I was in the office that day, but Randy Naughton did sports, and Mizzou also played. And Mizzou went first on the highlights. Doug Macalaga called the office, and I picked up. And he said, Larry scores 40, and we can't be first? And I said, well, it's against Marquette. We probably don't want to feature that too prominently.
That would have been an excellent opportunity for you to bring me up full there a little bit. Bring up the broadcast full, you know.
Oh, to bring Frank.
Here's Frank on the call.
That's right.
Or I should have buried Randy and said, Doug, I can't believe this. Yeah. If I were doing the show, if you told management, I would have.
Dean Dome,
and you know who he
in '86.
Oh, okay, okay. You know who he did it on too? It was Brian Wardle.
Oh, really?
Wardle was one of
Bradley's
the guys.
Own.
Yeah,
great score. Not necessarily a great.
Not a great guy. They're not the sweetest guy in the world.
Well, he got jammed up a little bit in Green Bay for being tough on kids.
Yeah, you talk about a guy who just seems like he's miserable. I mean, Huggins seems like he's miserable, but he's probably not a terrible, rotten guy. Wardle just seems like a
Is that
it's
right?
It's a friend of the Midday Grind,
I believe, Brian Wardle.
Yeah.
Hey,
Marquette,
it's,
Bradley, come
it's
on.
That whole Marquette misery coach angle with Dean and Crean, and who's the worst of the booch?
No, Mike Dean's the one you always talk about.
But Dean, Crean, and there's another
Kevin
one.
Kevin O'Neill was nasty.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on,
how can one Jesuit university hire that many miserable human beings? I'll give you McGuire. He was the greatest.
Buzz seems like a happy-go-lucky guy at times.
Buzz
I know that there's some other issues.
Mojo's fun.
Yeah, he's all right.
You say you only say that because he's texting you back now.
Kevin O'Neill was at a Cardinal batting practice. Of course he was, right?
Yes.
And I walked over and I said, I'm a Marquette guy. And we just went back and forth with hangouts. I said, real chilly. He's like, Angelo's. I said, Wales on Wells, the Avalanche. We were just going back and forth with all of these Marquette hangouts. And then he said, fat chicks. I'm like, you're a 50-year-old. You can't say that.
Wow.
I can't say that at all. That's terrible.
Remember the baseball players?
These are terrible. Frank's right. Terrible people.
Baseball players who had the theory about slump busters that you would have an evening with a larger woman.
That would end the slump?
Yes.
That'll get you in the slammer, too. All right, what was the... did we come up with an answer? Where would you go? See, my answer would be the Rose Bowl.
That would be mine.
Just for the... Plus, you'd be in California New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
I'll tell you what. If you were to go right now, if you got, like... Especially if the Brow ends up there, the Staples Center for like a Lakers Warriors matchup, or even just Oracle Arena where the Warriors play.
And you went to the Garden back in the day, right? Boston Garden.
I've been there before.
The Celtics. Yeah. See, I would like back in the day. I would have loved to have been at the Garden or at the Forum when they were playing in those buildings.
Been in the Forum once.
I think Tiger Stadium for LSU night game. I know that sounds kind of generic, but I'm a huge college football nerd, so I feel like that would be a great atmosphere
to watch
a game. Of course you are.
But if it's going to be the Rose Bowl.
How about an Illinois game? Yeah. Memorial Stadium.
Yeah. I've been...
The Illini and Northwestern. We'll be right back.
I'd rather go to a Illini.
Wait a minute, though. If you're saying just venue overall, I would take one above all these. I would go to Augusta, which I've never been.
Oh, okay. That's easy.
You know, Rich Gould's theory is he wants to go on a practice day just to be there and then get out of there before the chaos of the weekend. I think you got to be there for the tournament, don't you?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
All right, Frank, your buddy Claire McCaskill is going to work for MSNBC. Will you now unblock it on your cable box? Will you watch Claire McCaskill? Will you tune to MSNBC because of her?
I do love her, and she was just at the TV station. We had a long, lengthy conversation about the... Missouri Athletics, and I don't know. I'll tune in.
Do you think she'll be good?
Yeah, I think she will be. What is her regular shift?
I honestly just saw the headline and I didn't read it, but she's. I think she's just going to be like a guest commentator. I don't think she's going to have a show. She'll make appearances. Might be down at the Five on Your Side Studios a lot. Just popping up on camera.
Yeah, I got to tell you too. If I would have been Fox News. I would have hired her. I mean, they do hire, you know, they have to have, it's not just Juan Williams, they have to have some Democrats on there. She would have been great. So that's a good hire.
I think both sides should look into more of that.
It's
so boring when they're like, yeah, Trump's the best. Yeah, Trump's the worst.
Yeah, like...
And you have like 12 people on the set.
Fox News...
I thought that was terrible. So did I.
Fox News has this thing called The Five, which comes on at 4 o'clock every day. And they have... four people ganging up against Juan Williams, the liberal. Meet the Press, though, has almost become... They'll have, like, four panelists, or five panelists total, if you count Chuck Todd, and he's definitely on the left. And they'll have one guy sometimes who's conservative.
And the greatest...
That's Meet the Press.
And the greatest political talk show that I recall was Crossfire, because there was one guy on each side. And they would just...
Are we sure that's greatest?
Well, they would go back... As a kid, that's what I remember. It was Pat Buchanan and like an old guy. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
And they were talking about some protest march, and Pat Buchanan said, I'll get my limousine and run them all over.
Oh, God.
You couldn't say that
anymore.
Couldn't
do that now.
No.
And then that was like the starter for all these other shows.
Correct.
Hannity and Combs after that, and then all these shows that are not balanced because there's usually four on one side, one on the other.
Yeah, I think you're right. If you're Fox, hire somebody like who, and she likes to debate and kind of go back, and she could be a little playful too.
Yeah, she's not mean spirited, and she's a smart lady.
I saw a taping of Crossfire once years ago.
Really?
In D.C.
Did it scar you?
It was just weird. It was just because it was a college trip for my sister, so we were in the area, and I guess whatever school she was touring, that was the campus where it was taping on that day. So they offered us free seats or something. It was just like you're supposed to clap if the guy, whoever, the Republican or the Democrat is saying something that you agree with. It was just kind of a, it was a weird experience.
It was Tucker Carlson on that for a while?
I think Tucker was on it.
With the bow tie at that time.
Yeah, and they were talking Bill Clinton's memoir. I can't remember who the other guy was. He was very old.
Has anybody, by the way, seen the Clinton Affair on A&E?
I can't find a way to stream A&E. I don't get that network.
If you go to Charter On Demand, you can get it. I've watched the first episode, and it is really good, and she does steal the show. She's just as honest and candid as possible.
Documentary, right?
Yes.
Style. All right, number three, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. We all need to get a new angle when we talk about the Rams leaving. Because it's always about a female, right? Being jilted and your girlfriend. Last night, I heard the Charlie Tuna show, and he had a caller who was talking about listening to Martin and Frank, and he's like, these guys got to get over it. And he said, it's like a girlfriend you had. And I said, oh, here we go again. But then he said, it's the best sex you ever had, and now you're all by yourself. And I said, okay, this analogy is
going
too far,
okay?
I think we need to find a new, because honestly, the last 10 years... That was some bad sex. let's be honest.
Here's the thing, too. And Martin, I'm sure you hear it because I get it from time to time. When I get the expression thrown at me, get over it. Look, I don't lose any sleep over the Rams. I mean, I don't think about it during the day. But when they come on for those 3 hours, I want them to lose. That's, you know.
Didn't you have a commentary, too, where you said, you get over it?
That's right.
It was sort of your Liam Neeson moment.
Yeah. By the way, Brian, your theory exists. He's in a new movie, and
we
it's his son.
He's on a snowplow.
No, I got to see this.
It's his son that gets kidnapped or killed, and he goes after him.
Yes.
The movie's the same.
This looks really...
He's Clint Eastwood, but younger.
No, whoever did this is genius, because it appears to be a small town. He drives the local plow in a very snowy town, but these drug dealers messed with his kid, and he's going to get even.
Yeah.
And
they're just looking for new venues.
Well,
he was taken, then he was on a train in one of them, and now he's on
they
a snowplow.
They do work.
You got to find...
It's the same.
I turned to Kim, and I said, God, I want to see that. She said, really? I've been working with Frank.
Date night, Martin and Frank can go see it together.
Yeah.
Look this up. And I think you could do a guy date night, because those big chairs, you got a lot of room, you're not next to each
other.
Look up a trailer for it. I don't.
It's called Cold Pursuit.
Yeah,
which is
awful.
Snowplower. It's released in February.
Frank's waiting outside.
Snowplower Nelson Coxman seeks revenge against a drug cartel in his Rocky Mountains hometown after his son is murdered by the gang.
Is there a Rotten Tomato review of it yet?
No, these won't be released for another couple weeks.
And you saw a preview at the Front Neck? That's what it
seemed
like.
No. We went and saw.
Oh, you slummed it. He didn't go to the Front Neck this time. Holy cow.
Can I tell you, it was a tough call, not for me. There was some movie, was it Mary Queen of Scots? One of those 1800 British thing. And my wife said, oh, we should really see that. I said, do I have to? I really wanted to see The Mule with Clint Eastwood. I love the fact that it was also based on a real story. So we were at De Pere, and one of the previews was the Liam Neeson vehicle. This looks a little different. This is totally different.
Give me a Crunch Bar and a Coke. I'm front row, baby. Well, not front row, but...
God.
A Crunch Bar and a Coke.
Crunch Bar. Come on.
Are you not a Nestle's Crunch man?
I don't like the Nestle's Crunch.
Ooh. Whoa.
Boy.
Okay, there's Nonstop, which follows a federal air marshal who must find a killer on an international flight after receiving text saying a passenger will be executed every 20 minutes until financial demands are met. That was released in 2014. There's Run All Night, which was released in 2015. Follows an ex-hitman who goes on the run with his estranged adult son after he is forced to kill the son of a mafia boss. There is also The Commuter, which takes place on a train, which is him trying to stop another attack of sorts. Every movie is the same. It's just a different setting. I swear to God, they're using the same script. They're just crossing out this minor details like names and location.
Liam Neeson goes to lunch, and his buddy's like, all right, how about this? Okay, let's start with, so son or daughter this time? Let's go son. Okay, drug dealer, cartel, what do you want to go?
So they kill him? Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you and you're going to get revenge? Yeah. Yes. Okay.
This is Liam Neeson, and there's a terrorist attack, and he's like a ship. He's on a cruise ship, and he's a chef. He works in the kitchen, and there's a terrorist attack, and he's got to stop it because his son is on this boat. Like, it's just, it's the same.
I don't know. I think it works. Now, he looks like he weighs about 100 pounds. He doesn't look he doesn't look that intimidating, does he?
Is that right,
Liam? I don't think of him as being very
intimidating, but it works. Well, one of those Clint Eastwood movies, he was like a director and kind of an effeminate one with a ponytail, too. But by the way, in Taken 1, which I did watch.
I didn't follow that.
He plays kind of an artsy.
I think before Taken happened, he was considered kind of
He was in Schindler's List. Yeah. He was kind of taking different roles. Now he's just kind of found his bailiwick.
In Taken 1, the best part, besides, I will find you, I will kill you, is when he shoots the wife of his former best friend, and he shoots her. And the husband is completely enraged, and he goes, "It's a flesh wound. It's okay." He shot the woman. It's a flesh wound. It's a great moment.
I want to see if we can find a trailer. Frank and I will watch it during the commercial break. All right. Is there a Cusumano guarantee tonight? The Blues have won 3 in a row.
I actually thought about it, but I'm not going to do it.
No. It's not safe.
This is the kind of game that kind of disappoints you normally. So.
But your gut is that Binnington will play tonight, right? Wasn't that kind of the plan going in?
Absolutely. So I think they could play well. And the fact that Tarasenko's kind of feeling it now, and he's kind of like a jump shooter in a groove. He's letting it flow.
And I love how it's known when he's on the ice, same ice as Ovechkin, that there's this Russian-like rivalry. And John Kelly even said, well, with Ovechkin scoring, he's going to want one. Can we just tell him there's a Russian on the other side every game? All right, number 5, you are Bryce Harper. Where do you want to play next year? Is there a preferred
Probably Washington
spot?
Or Philly. I think he's going to end up in Philly still.
How about the Twitter account? I think it was MLB related, but not, I forget which one, but they were saying, it might have been MLB Network, and they said if he played in these AL East cities, how many he would hit, how many homers. And it had him at Camden, and he replied to it with like a bicep pose or whatever.
Really?
He actually chimed in on it. All right, 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University and the next movie from Liam Neeson.
All right, before we go to break, I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's the Bomarito Automotive family. We mentioned it earlier. They are signing on till 2021 with the great people at Gateway Motorsports Park. Bomarito, they just have a hand in almost every sport in St. Louis, whether it's Blues hockey, Cardinal baseball. They do so much with high schools and the preps. We appreciate them being our title sponsor. Go to bomarito.com for more information. And Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Their athletic director is Lonnie Folks, and they have quite an athletic department. They have outstanding baseball programs, basketball programs, soccer programs, their wrestling program, one of the best in the country. Go to maryville.edu for more information. We'll take a short time out. We're coming back with Dr. Rick.